luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Andy Burnham has taken another stride toward being the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom after 322 Labour MPs nominated him to take over from Prime Minister Starmer. Nominations for the Labour leadership remain open until the 16th of July. But Burnham's last possible rival, Al Carnes, has ruled himself out of the running, leaving a clear path. In the absence of any other candidates, Mr. Burnham is set to formally take office on the 20th of July. The former Greater Manchester Mayor has vowed to deliver radical change to the nation's politics.
I am going to do things differently. I am going to break with the more of the same approach that has got us here. I am going to give Britain the circuit breaker it needs by taking power out of the centre and putting it in the hands of the people and places who can use it best. And in so doing, creating a new sense of agency, possibility and hope flowing around the country.
This is Mr. Burnham on the 29th of June, delivering his first major speech after launching his bid for the leadership. The resounding support from his party is now abundantly clear, with Mr. Burnham securing 80% of the party's nominations by 5 p.m. on the first day MPs could formally back his leadership. In a statement, Mr. Burnham says he's deeply grateful to all who have nominated him, saying it reflects what he calls a shared belief that Britain needs a new approach to politics. He's made clear economic reform is high on his agenda, earlier this month touting his own financial experience.
I am not indisciplined when it comes to the public finances. I was in the Treasury. I ran the Department of Health and we had a very healthy budget. It was tight, but we had a very healthy set of finances. I've run Greater Manchester, the fastest growing city region in the country, for a decade.
Mr. Burnham has vowed to end trickle-down economics, promising good growth in every postcode. He's also promised to strengthen the nation's armed forces and defence industry, arguing a more dangerous world requires a renewed focus on hard power.
The nature of the threat is changing. What I can say to you tonight is I will take my responsibilities fully to fund the Defence Investment Plan. If I'm in the position to do so, I will take those responsibilities extremely seriously. No compromise on the security of the nation. More broadly, I just think we need to build the resilience of the country.
And Reform UK's Nigel Farage is looking to be one of Burnham's biggest political rivals if he does become Prime Minister. Farage, who helped persuade Britons to vote to leave the EU in 2016, was elected an MP on his eighth attempt during the July 2024 general election. Reform UK, which advocates mass deportations of illegal migrants and the scrapping of net zero energy targets, has since led the ruling Labour Party in opinion polls. The populist leader this week dramatically announced he will resign as a Member of Parliament, forcing a snap by-election.
This will be a people versus the establishment by-election. It's a chance to stick two fingers up to the entire establishment, to frankly tell them where to go. And that is why I will be putting my name forward to stand in this by-election. I will fight to win. I will fight to continue the political revolution that Reform has started.
The unusual move comes as Farage faces mounting pressure over the non-disclosure of gifts. He's being investigated by Parliament's Standards Watchdog over a $9.6 million gift from a billionaire investor, which critics say was not properly disclosed. Farage continues to deny any wrongdoing.
I haven't broken the law in any way at all, and I'm firmly of the belief, backed up by strong legal opinion, that I have not broken Parliament's rules either. However, as a result of constantly being referred and complained about, it now would appear from the media pile-on and from the political party pile-on that I'm guilty of virtually everything. I've been painted out to the people in this constituency, frankly, as being a crook.
Farage's resignation means the probe will be suspended until after the by-election. But Labour and the Conservative parties have both said they will not field candidates for the Clacton vote. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has dubbed it a blatant effort from Farage to distract attention from his financial issues.
This is a desperate stunt from Nigel Farage, and it's obvious why he's doing it. He is up to his neck in sleaze. Politics should be about improving the lives of millions of people, not about personal gain, not about hiding dodgy donations. And I think the public will see this for exactly what it is.
Professor of Politics at Queen Mary University Tim Bale says it's likely an effort to both distract from details of the financial allegations and reframe the narrative ahead of the next election.
I suspect he is determined to lead the party into the next election, and him, you know, fighting and winning a by-election is perhaps, you know, his best hope of suggesting to people that he is still very much a man alone, you know, fighting the establishment.
With all major parties declaring their candidates out of the race, Farage faces the embarrassing prospect of going head-to-head with one confirmed candidate, a spoof politician known as Count Binface. Comedian Jonathan David Harvey has stood in multiple elections in the United Kingdom as Count Binface, wearing a trademark bin-shaped helmet. Here's Count Binface speaking to media after declaring he would run against Farage.
Do you live in the constituency?
I do tonight.
Well, it sounds as though you don't.
What, do you?
No, of course not. I don't live here, no.
So why should I?
Well, most, a lot of candidates like to boast that they're local. You're obviously not too concerned about that.
Well, I'm looking at the putative Prime Minister Nigel Farage. He spends more time in America than in Clacton.
For some Clacton residents, the whole by-election is hard to take seriously.
I think it's a bit of a joke, to be honest. I mean, the public, they've just voted a couple of years ago for him. And also, I understand that a lot of the main political parties aren't even going to stand for this so-called fake by-election. It's just a pantomime. It's just a waste of time. It's not really going to achieve anything.
Farage comfortably won Clacton in 2024 with a majority of 8,405 and more than 46% of the vote. If he is re-elected, the probe is expected to resume. If Farage is found to have breached the rules, he could be suspended from the House of Commons and another by-election may be triggered. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.